Hello everyone, welcome to Jigging with Jordan. My name is Jordan Wilson and I am a Peddle High School graduate. I attend the University of Southern Mississippi and this is my first podcast. So you have to stick in there with me because I stutter from time to time. Enough about me, let's get to today's topic, the Black Lives Matter movement. I posted on my Twitter for my followers to give me some questions they have about the movement. And I told them that I would be happy to answer any questions about it. There were a lot of similar questions, so I just picked a few questions that I feel like were the best ones. Now, let's start with the first question. The first question that I picked was from at DRobinson4. He asked me, why did you pick this topic to talk about? Well, at DRobinson4, this really hits home because as a young African-American male, I feel like there is inequality around the United States, and the Black Lives Matter movement raises awareness for the injustices that Black people face. I really love what the movement stands for and how the movement is trying to spread the concept of nonviolent protest, the strategy that Martin Luther King Jr. practiced. Okay, so the next question from at Harry Cameron asks, can you tell me how the Black Lives Matter movement started? The Black Lives Matter movement started as a simple hashtag. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, and it was created by Alisa Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Nopal Tometi, and it started trending on social media after the killing of an unarmed Black male named Michael Brown by a police officer. And after the murder of Michael Brown, the hashtag Black Lives Matter became a movement. Okay. So this is the last question about the background information of the Black Lives Matter movement. At Kel Griffin 6 asks, can you tell me about the purpose of the Black Lives Matter movement and was the movement organized? The mission of the Black Lives Matter movement was to create local power, to form equality, and to stop violence by law enforcers on Black communities. And actually, the Black Lives Matter movement was unorganized at first. There is not really a set leader. They did not have any meetings, so some people were confused on what was this so-called Black Lives Matter movement. The movement knew what issue they were protesting, and it was police brutality. It became organized when the movement started marches and rallies to raise awareness of what they were protesting. The movement started to unify African Americans, and now you can see the organization of the Black Lives Matter movement by their creation of more than 40 chapters in a bunch of major cities like Atlanta, Louisville, and Greensboro. Now it's time to get a little deeper into the Black Lives Matter movement and my opinions on it. The fourth question was asked by at RoboSav. Do you think that the Black Lives Matter movement helped to start other movements as well? I believe that it helped inspire the movement started by Colin Kaepernick, the Take a Knee movement. Colin Kaepernick felt like his movement shared the same beliefs as the Black Lives Matter movement because he wanted to bring some awareness to police brutality as well. Okay, the fifth question was asked by at TW10. Do you believe that the Black Lives Matter movement is credible? At TW10, yes, and I believe that it's credible because the movement has a real issue that it focuses on, and it made a change in politics by inspiring Black people to run for office. It also sparked the Take a Knee movement. Popular athletes make the Black Lives Matter movement more credible because they support the Take a Knee movement. The Black Lives Matter movement and the Take a Knee movement are one and the same. So if those well-known athletes support Take a Knee movement, they also defend Black Lives Matter. Now, on to the questions that talk about the Black Lives Matter movement critics. The first question that addresses the critics was asked by @AbbyBrand18. What do you tell those who think that the saying should be All Lives Matter, not just Black Lives Matter? I feel like this is a very common misconception about the movement. Todd Gitlin says, Black Lives Matter does not herald or affirm the virtues or vices of any particular social identity, and it is an outcry of anguish and outrage in pursuit of equality. This movement is not saying that only black people should get equal rights, but every race should have equal rights. Black Lives Matter does not single out one race. It is saying black lives should matter. The movement wants to bring happiness to everyone. And the same question that I picked about the critics was asked by @JustinMac31. And it states, what about the critics that say the Black Lives Matter movement should focus more on black-on-black crime? Okay, well, I do agree with this point slightly, but the Black Lives Matter movement does not give all its attention on how many black people get killed by cops. The movement centers its attention around the lack of justice towards black people. They not focus on black-on-black crime because civilians usually get arrested and put in jail when those crimes happen. When it is a black-on-black crime, the police quickly arrest the murderer because of his skin color. And on the contrary, police officers barely get sentenced for jail for killing an innocent unarmed black male. The final question about the Black Lives Matter movement opposers was asked by @CoyPatel007, and it says, what do you say to the attackers that say the Black Lives Matter sub-movement, the Take a Knee movement, is disrespectful? My opinion on this is that I think it is wrong. I just read an article about this a few weeks ago that was on Eric Reed, one of Kaepernick's teammates. Reed says, after hours of careful consideration and even a visit from Nate Boyer, a retired Green Beret, Reed chose to kneel because it's a respectful gesture. This shows that kneeling is not disrespectful because a veteran came up with the idea of kneeling for the national anthem with Kaepernick. If the veteran Nate Boyer does not think it is disrespectful, it should not come off as disrespectful.
Yay!
Now that we are done with the questions, now we'll come back after this brief interlude with my final thoughts about the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay, we are back to Jing with Jordan. And here it is, my final thought about the Black Lives Matter movement. Today, the Black Lives Matter movement continues to gain support from well-known celebrities to build its credibility, but every race is not joining the movement. The sooner America decides to unite, the sooner America will be great again. It should not be this difficult for Americans to unite, but it is. Not the races need to combine forces to stop inequality. A lot of people can help the Black Lives Matter movement to be more credible by joining the movement. Not challenge the world to join the movement, because the world will not be a better place until there is equality. Okay, that's a wrap for the first episode of Jing with Jordan. Hope to see y'all next week. See ya. Peace.